Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's all. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Doug Barry back on the show. Dr. Doug Barry, I might add. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than a dozen years. He's senior trade specialist at the U.S. Commercial Service, which is part of the Department of Commerce. He's in charge of the Global Knowledge Center there, and he's the author, the editor, maybe I should say. Well, I think he's the author of this new book from the U.S. Commercial Service, Exporters, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. He's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And you are the author of this book.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's great, and I've been watching the development of this book over the years and all the different iterations of it. It's very helpful for exporters.
Well, thanks. And I sort of took inspiration from Studs Terkel. You may know him or
yeah.
have known him. He passed away a number of years ago,
right.
But he was a pretty famous sociologist out of Chicago. And he wrote a book earlier in his career called Working. And it was a series of interviews with just regular folks like
right.
you and I
right.
Who talked about their jobs and what it meant to them.
Well, and that's what you've done here. I mean, you've got this is chock full of stories and the information that they told you about what they're doing from an exporting standpoint.
Well, that's right. And you know, these stories, I think, resonate with people. Maybe it's just the human condition in general, because it's sort of like the myth of the individual man, and increasingly these days, and certainly in the book, it's women who go out and, you know, conquer all kinds of adversaries and deal with all sorts of fears. And in the end, they come out as a sort of heroic figure. And these stories have been told since, you know, way before the written word, part of our very long oral tradition, not only in the West, but also in the East and Africa. So here is the sort of modern-day extension of that great tradition of telling about heroic figures.
Right. No, exactly right. And I'll tell you, folks, if you can't be inspired to consider exporting, all the years, Doug, you and I have talked about why small business owners should diversify. They should be spreading their wings. They should be looking for growth opportunities across borders, across oceans, and all the help that's available to them through your organization. Hundreds or over 100 around the country, and hundreds more around the world. People who can help you link up with people in other parts of the world, and how you can do business with them virtually, oftentimes without even having to go there, maybe at least as much as you used to, and announced to have this book in front of us, this really best one ever, I think, Doug, where with all these people, I mean, there's even a lady in here who makes pet cosmetics. What's that all about?
Well, she's cosmetics for dogs.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, she's a wonderful character. And I think what her story tells us is that, you know, you don't have to have a sort of blockbuster new technology in order to sell that product outside the United States. It can be what you might call ordinary things that are widely available where there's lots of competition. But she, whipped up, or with her son-in-law, who's a chemist, whipped up some wonderful pet hair or fur conditioners and shampoos, and is now selling it in 20 or 30 different markets around the country.
Think about that, folks.
It's amazing. 20-30 countries she's in right now with her little business, and it's not a little business anymore.
Products.
It's a cosmetic business.
My favorite story, though, Doug, and I've told this story many times on the show. My favorite story is still the Tennessee company. Tennessee folks, the Tennessee company that makes salsa, and their best customer is the supermarket in Mexico.
That's right. And a lot of people make hot sauce.
Is that an against all odds exporting story or what, Doug?
Now, that's a great story. And in this book, you will also find stories of other business owners, developers. There's a guy who sells socks. There's somebody who makes bolts. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who makes garage doors, routers. And then there's a fellow who sells used mining equipment.
Right.
Now, anyone, or almost anyone, can do this kind of sales around the world. You don't have to have something unique in order to be successful.
Absolutely. And where can they go to find the book?
The book is now all over the Internet, and you can get it from the government printing office in print form. That's gpo.gov.
All right. And also check other things out at export.gov.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.